2026, the year of growth.
We learn from the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 and Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 that it is in the heart and mind of God for every person who believes and obeys to multiply and become more. Therefore, get ready for 2026, the year of growth, where in every season they must be fruit, according to Revelation chapter 22 verse 2. The first place we need to grow is in our spiritual life. Spiritual growth is the function of obedience to the Spirit of God. This means the Holy Spirit is the only means of growth in our Christian life. The way of obedience to the leading of the Holy Spirit is a way of blessings indeed. How can we grow if we don't know His ways? The University of the Holy Spirit is the high school of learning whereby spiritual truths are discerned and imbibed. It is time to learn the ways of the Spirit and be fully prepared for the blessings to come. Are you ready? The best is yet to come, indeed.
2026, the year of growth.
If you are not focused, you will not be able to hear God. Before God speaks to you, you have to pay attention to Him. Let me take you to the book of Matthew chapter 14. I will start my reading from verse 23. And when Jesus had sent the multitude away, He went up on the mountain by Himself to pray. Now when evening came, He was alone there. I start this. It's all about Jesus. When He had sent the multitude away, Jesus went up on the mountain by Himself to pray. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the living Word. He had one habit. He went to the top of the mountain alone to do what? To pray. Jesus Christ started with prayer and ended with prayer. He never committed any sin. Jesus always went where the Father wanted him to go. Jesus was never hurried by the emergencies of others. He moved at God's appointed time. In John chapter 7, from verse 12, His brothers tell Him, "Why can't you go to Jerusalem?" He said to them, "Your time is always ready, but My time has not yet come." When it comes to faith in God, there are two things we need to understand. Faith in God has to do with your focus on God. And number two, the timing of God. That's the most difficult when it comes to faith. Faith is all about God's appointed time. Faith is all about expecting God to do what He promised to do in His own time, in His own way. That's why it's our duty to always seek the face of God in every step of our lives. When the disciples asked the Lord to teach them how to pray, He gave them the Father's prayer. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, not our will, but God's will." How can we be sure that we are going where the will of God wants us to go? How can we have the conviction that we are doing what God wants us to do? That's the key of faith, of a man of faith. That's why a man of faith is always focusing on God in every situation and every time we pray without ceasing. So, that was a habit of Jesus. He went up to the mountain by Himself to pray. Now, when evening came, Jesus was alone there. Where was the disciple? Verse 24. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, when the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. The disciples took the boat to cross over the lake, while Jesus stayed behind to the mountain on a remote place to pray. It was evening. The disciples took the boat without Jesus and was crossing the sea. All of a sudden, the situation changed. The sea became rough. The wind, the storm became so violent. Water was rushing, tossing the boat like a leaf, and they were about to sink. Their life was endangered by the situation around, the happenings around them. Jesus does not need your prayer, your word, before he moves into action. Immediately, the Bible says, on the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. Why did Jesus do that? Because God is away. They didn't cry, where is Jesus? Come and rescue us. No, Jesus knows your situation. Before even yourself, you become aware of your trouble. The Lord is aware of it. He is always one step ahead of us. That is why when we are close to him, he will reveal you the things to happen. He will tell you the trouble coming. He will tell you the way out. One thing we need to know, anytime God reveals you something to come, he will give you the solution. Real prophecy always goes with solution. If God sees a battle coming and he reveals it to you, mean victory is certain. Why? Because you have time to get ready, to get prepared for the victory. It's when the enemy catch you unaware, unprepared, that he can overwhelm you. Jesus started walking towards the boat. And verse 25, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost. And they cry out for fear. Instead of having fear of the sea, of the danger, of the storm, they got afraid of the one who was walking towards them to rescue them from the situation around. Jesus was coming into the matter to rescue them from the danger. But they got afraid. They say, this is the ghost, and they got afraid of seeing Jesus walking towards them. What happened to them? They lost complete focus. That's our message today. Our focus, your focus, my focus determines the outcome of your situation. Whatever situation you are facing today, your focus will determine your response, and your response will determine the success or the outcome. Whatever happens to us really does not matter in itself, but how we respond, how we act to it determines the outcome, the result. They were unable to distinguish the difference between the trouble and the storm and the solution coming. When we have situation, when we are going through a trouble, we should focus on the solution, not on the problem. And they're supposed to focus on Jesus. Why they were unable to recognize Jesus? Because at that moment, they were listening to their mind, to their fear. They were not listening to their heart. If they were able to listen to the voice of their heart, they will know that this person on the water is the Lord. Holy Spirit will tell you, this is help coming towards you. But they were disfocused. Why? Because the eyes of the body, the eyes of their faith, these natural eyes were open to see something fearful. The sea, the storm, and saw a man walking in the water, which you have never seen. They say a ghost is coming to us. We were afraid. Fear of the wind, fear of the storm, and fear of the Savior coming toward them. Disfocus. Broken focus is the reason why we fail. When you see a person being sad, the problem is his focus. When you see somebody speaking negatively, it's because of wrong focus. If somebody acted positively and spoke positively, it's because of his focus. Your focus will determine the outcome of the battle. The whole army of Israel focused on the size of Goliath, and they were overwhelmed. David focused on the greatness of God, and he wasn't overwhelmed. He stood, and the victory came as, oh my Lord, by the mightiness of God. A lot of trouble happened around us in the world today. The choices we have, do we choose to focus on the problem itself? Do we choose to focus on our own inabilities? Do we choose to focus on people's, on human beings' unfaithfulness or situation? Or you choose to focus on God's ability, on the solution. When you are through a dark tunnel and you see the light, you should focus on the light. When Joseph find himself in a place that did not guarantee a future, a prison, the condition in the prison is terrible. He chose not to look at the situation inside the prison, but he chose to look through the window to the sky. He chose to look at the dream God gave him while he was young. That focus gives you strength to see the right position of God in that situation. In the midst of darkness, there is light. In the midst of your trouble, there is solution. So as a believer, God asks us to look through our situation through the eyes of our faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. What's the meaning of that? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, "We do not look at what is seen. When these eyes, human eyes, are open to the natural, we see impossibilities. We see danger. We see trouble. We see impossibilities. But when the eyes of our faith open, this one, you see what God says about that situation." The opening of the eyes of your heart, of the eyes of your faith to God's power, sovereignty, is the silencing of your fears. When the eyes of your heart is illumined by the revelation from the Holy Spirit, you will see the sovereignty, the power, and the mightiness of God Almighty, and you will fear no more. If they were able to know that this person walking in the sea is Jesus, they should jubilate. Yes, rescue is coming. But in a situation where your focus is broken, you become unable to distinguish what is from God and what is from otherwise. You will not be able to differentiate between who is your friend and who is your enemy. You begin to call an enemy friend and a friend enemy. When your focus is broken, we can't reason well. We can't take any decision. And that's the strategy the devil uses against believers, to break your focus. The question, what do I mean by focus? Let me show you a picture. We are going to explain so you can follow me clearly. God talked to us, and we human beings, we talk to God. The question is, when we are in the midst of a situation that is difficult, trouble, as a believer, what matters to us is to hear from God. Human being, our human faculty, our senses have tendency to focus on the natural. This is our relationship with God. God talks to me, God talks to you, and you talk to Him. Why do we talk to God? We talk to God very often about our trouble, about our situation. That's why we pray. When we pray, when we are speaking to God, God listens. And when we stop, God answers. It's a two-way conversation. I talk to God, and God answers me. If I have a genuine relationship with God, this should be mutual relationship. I talk to Him and He talked to me. You can see here I talk to God on this direction and God answers me on this direction. This is the process of relating with God. When I am talking to God, not to man, you can see the direction of the relationship is from the natural to the spiritual side, from outside to inside. Why? Because the Bible says, I have my spirit, my soul, and my body. This common center of our unity is Jesus. The reason why we have trouble today is everything happens here in the natural. Situation, trouble, sickness, opposition, disease, it in this world, a troubled world. And Jesus said, in this world, we will face trouble. He said it clearly. I mean, God never promised to keep us away from the trouble here in this world. But He promised to see us through whatever life brings in this world. Now, the part of our being, of our nature that is connected to the world is our human body. This is my body. My head, my shoulder, my ears, my faculties are here, connecting here through these senses. We are talking about focus today. That's our message. You can talk to God, but the question is, for you to listen to God talking to you, you must have focus. If you are not focused, you will not be able to hear God. Before God speaks to you, you have to pay attention to Him. That's why the scriptures always say, watch and pray. Watchfulness has to do with discerning. It has to do of listening to what is not natural, what is spiritual. It takes revelation to see the light of God in the spirit. To watch is to pay attention to the things of the spirit. Watch and pray. We don't see situation and just rush to pray without finding out what God says about it. In the Matthew 14 we read, the situation here was a storm. They were in the boat inside the sea. There was a life-threatening situation. But Jesus was walking toward them in the midst of that situation to help them. But they were unable to know that it was Jesus walking towards them. They say it is a ghost. Why? Their focus was absolutely broken. Now, God has given you, has given me eyes, natural eyes that are here. God has given you a special eye, the eyes of faith, that is your conscience here. The scripture says, we have eyes of faith and we have natural eyes. Natural eyes sees the things that are visible. God created here. The trouble you see here, the sickness you see here, you feel here, feelings here. But this one is tuned to God, the things of God. Now, your conscience, this, our mind, and our senses are communication points, contact point to different realms. My conscience is a communication point, contact point in the spirit, with the spirit of God, with the spirit world here. And these senses are the contact point to the physical world. We hear, we see, we walk, and we move by the senses here in the natural world. Peter looked here through his eyes and saw the storms. But they saw someone in walking inside the water in their natural eyes. They say it's a ghost. But if they have listened to the voice here of the Holy Ghost, they will know that this person they see here is Jesus. So there are two focuses. Our senses focus on what is visible. Our conscience focuses on what is unseen, that is God. So now this is the greatest battle every believer faces today. When we say we walk by faith, not by sight, we realize that in situation, anytime we murmur, we are walking by sight. Because we see the danger, the trouble, the sickness, the medical report, what people say, and we walk by sight and we become overwhelmed and fearful. When you focus on this one too much, what will happen? You become overwhelmed. And you can't listen to this one. If I am on the phone speaking to someone and there's a much noise around, whether the TV is loud, you'll not be able to hear because there's what? Confusion. So what do we do? To pay attention, you need to silence this one to be off here in order to be listening to this one because of our weakness. So between the senses, your eyes, your feelings, and between your conscience, your spirit conscience, there is something here in the middle called the mind. And this is where the source of our trouble is here, this one. This one is trapped between two influences, the influence on the outside and the influence from God. When we find ourselves in difficult situation, this voice of trouble is very loud. But the inner voice of God is very still. Which one will influence your decisions? Either your mind is troubled by what you see, what you hear, or your mind submit to the inner voice of God here. So, this mind is my decision, my choices, what I want to do. This mind, I exercise my will through this mind. So when I face a difficult situation as a believer, as a Christian, I need to pay attention to this mind. This is the trouble. When trouble comes, we don't run away from it. When situation comes, we don't run away from it. What we need to do is to bring everything and to examine everything in the light of God's word here. The problem we have is this mind can be carnal, this mind can be made spiritual. The example of Peter. When Peter was in the boat, he was using these eyes to look at Jesus. These eyes can never see the heart. God looks at the heart. So we have two types of camera. We have the camera on the outside. This one, your mind and your senses. We call it, if you know what camera means, some camera function by automatically, autofocus. They shoot everything on the outside. They focus on what is seen. But the Bible says faith is not autofocus. Faith is not automatic. Faith requires for you to act manually. What do I mean by that? When you want to, there's a camera here, hidden one. That's your conscience. This one looks at the heart, not at the situation. This one looks beyond the situation you face. This one looks beyond the insult, beyond the embarrassment, beyond the trouble, beyond the medical report, beyond the fear, the threat of your situation to what God says. When this voice speaks in your life, your matter is settled. The answer is to learn to refocus yourself on what God says. Focus on the light. What do I do when I face a situation that is difficult? Run to God. Learn to silence this voice. This is where the voice of Satan becomes so loud. He uses situation, trouble, to overwhelm your mind. He uses one to cloud your mind. And this mind is so important because our mind is a realm of understanding. When Peter's mind was so overwhelmed, they became afraid. Let's see what happened. I'm going to take it step by step on Matthew chapter 14. Jesus answered, verse 27. Immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. It is I." That's what Jesus said. Immediately Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord. Verse 28, Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you," I mean, he is not sure. His focus was still broken. "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Peter heard the voice of Jesus. When you hear the voice of God, solution has come. No matter what happens on the outside. No matter the voice of your situation, when God's word speaks, your matter is settled. I'm telling you the truth. Peter said, "Lord, if it is you," because he couldn't see clearly. Then Jesus said, "Come." And when Peter has come down out of the boat, I love Peter for that. Peter was afraid. But when the Lord said to him, "Come," he has absolute trust in the word of Jesus. No matter what your situation is telling you today, There is no way out. You are finished. If God say you have overcome, God's word will prevail over it. That's the voice of faith. No matter what Goliath stood to say in the face of Israel, begin to make them afraid. David listened to his conscience and spoke prophetically and said, today you will know that God, the battle is the Lord. When he said that, he heard the inner voice and spoke the word of faith outside. What happened? The giant fell. This is how we defeat Satan in your life. Every situation the devil uses is a trap to derail your focus, to break your focus. He uses every sort of situation to cause you to doubt the goodness of God in your life. So when you listen to the voice of your situation, you are listening to the voice of the enemy behind it. What do we do? We have to shift our focus from what the situation says to what God said. When we get to the end of ourselves, when we are facing situation, terrible situation, that's when we understand we need to pray to God to make impossibilities in our life possible. When Daniel found himself in a situation where they wanted to throw him into the lion's den, he knew the decree was signed by the king and nothing can change it. What did he do? He ran to God. He focused on the solution. The only solution was God intervention for his life. He ran to his room, opened the window, and what did they do? He prayed to God. His heart began to pray for God's intervention in the matter. And God came and God revealed him the situation. When the king said he will kill all the magicians, anybody who's unable to reveal the dream and to interpret it, Daniel was part of it. But he ran to God and prayed to God in his heart, here and this. Daniel ran here. He prayed here. In the middle of the night, God revealed to him the dream and gave him the interpretation of the dream. And he was able to come here in the natural to explain to the king the dream he had. Only God can reveal this in the realm of revelation in the spirit. The answer to your situation is here. The answer to your barrenness is here. The answer to your trouble is here. We hear God here in the inner secret, here in your heart. So, what is our focus? A man of faith focuses on the solution. It focuses on God. It doesn't focus on the trouble we have here. That does not mean the trouble, we forsake the trouble. No! We face the trouble here and then we bring it to God for answer. We face every situation here. We don't run away from it. Once we face it, we know how to tackle it. If someone is sick here, have pain, he has to go and see a medical doctor. The doctor will try to go to the root to find out what is the cause of this problem. No matter how serious it is, when the doctor is able to diagnose the problem, then a treatment will be applied to solve it. The same thing here. The medicine we use here is God's word, health to all flesh. When we face impossibilities in the natural, when everything we have done humanly here fail, we run to God. When you run to God, God has the final word. Look at all the heroes of faith. Everybody. Moses faced challenges. Don't forget, Moses was in Egypt. One day, they threatened to kill him and he ran away in the wilderness to save his life. He ran to another country. He ran to Midian for 40 years. Joseph checked out of his country and went in a foreign land in Egypt for the rest of his life. Daniel was an exile, left his country and was in Babylon. Go and see. Jacob, one day his brother Esau, after he received blessing, threatened to kill him. He ran for his life and 20 years after came back. This means the place where you are today may not be the place of your destiny. Today, I'm speaking to so many believers from different nations, from different countries. You will realize that we find ourselves in a country completely different from where we were born. You find yourself in Europe, in America, on Asia. Means God has a place for you. God has an occupation for you. That's what we call destiny. You must know where you are destined to be. You must know what you are destined to do. The two goes together. When we are prayerful, when we have vision, revelation, we have a sense of destiny. We will know where we are destined to be, and we will know what we are called to be. That is the issue. When God reveals you a dream, reveals you a purpose in your life, His hand will lead you to a place of destiny. So God Almighty, every human being, every person, including me, including you, God has given to every human being the grace of time and space to act as allotted by His providence. God, to every human being, has given the grace of time and space to act, to live as allotted by His providence. Mean God has predestined a place to be, to live, to dwell, to work, to operate. God has predestined a vocational destiny job. Are you called by God to be a doctor? Are you called by God to be an engineer? Are you called by God to be an apostle or a prophet? It is embedded in you. You must know your gift and where God has destined you to be. The reason why we can't understand, because our focus sometimes is broken. The higher hands of God is leading you to a place of destiny. But you are unable to understand what's happening behind this situation. You may have failure. You may have trouble. But there might be the hand of God behind that trouble. When Joseph was in a dry pit, when he found himself as a slave inside a prison, you could have said that this is the end. But this man listened to the voice of his heart, conscience. Joseph constantly listened to this one. This is where he had the dream when he was 17 years old. The dream told his heart he saw himself in a position of honor. Everybody was bowing to him. But in the natural, he was a slave in the dry pit here in the prison. Whereas the voice of his heart say, you will be great. When he was inside the prison here, Joseph listened to the inner voice that is here. And he said, I know where my destiny is. Not the prison, but a position of honor. It's just a matter of time. God is leading me there. When Jesus came into this earth, He knew we were sent by the Father to fulfill a purpose in His life. When the time came, Jesus left Galilee and walked towards Jerusalem. He went to fulfill the law and the prophet. And the Bible says He has to lay down His life here in Jerusalem. He walked towards Jerusalem to fulfill the purpose of God in His life. He knew He was not part of this world. He came to fulfill a purpose and then went back to the Father where He was. There is an embedded picture of God in our life. Destiny. Did you ask yourself why you are in the country where you are? Did you ask your question, am I doing what God has called me to be? Do I pray for the thing? These are the things we need to meditate and pray and learn to listen to the inner voice in our heart. That's our focus. If you know what you are destined to be, nothing here will change your focus. Absolutely nothing. If you have a vision, a revelation, and you believe it, no circumstance will derail you, your focus from God. If God gives you a promise, a word, or a vision here in the spirit, and it is challenged by contrary situation here, never allow what's happened here to change your focus on God. Never, ever, ever. The more the situation becomes tough, the more you pray, the more you meditate, the more you come closer to God in the spirit. Sometimes God allows trouble here in the world to push us to run to Him in prayer. When Daniel faced a situation, what did he do? He ran to God in prayer. An answer came from the invisible to the visible, to God. So now we can understand the meaning of prayer. My prayer, no matter what happens here on the outside, should not be dictated by the situation here. My prayer should be dictated by what God said about it. When you come to Jesus, Jesus will give you a solution. Shall I continue to focus on the impossibility, on the darkness here, or I focus on God's ability to rescue me here? When my eyes, natural eyes, sees impossibility and desperation here, Satan is happy. But when the eyes of my faith sees here what God says about it, changes are beginning. I begin to laugh, I begin to smile because God has spoken. This is the situation we have today. Which camera are you using? These eyes, these lenses that sees impossibility and trouble? Or you listen to the camera of your heart here? When you see somebody on the outside, a situation on the outside that becomes so terrible, so difficult, we can't see the heart. The camera of God focuses on the heart, while our natural mind focuses on the outside. And when you look on the outside, you will not see the purpose of God. You can be derailed from your focus. Now you can understand why Satan is bombarding our mind with trouble here. His purpose is to take you to the outside. His purpose is to take you to the natural. His purpose is to break your focus in God. So what do we do? Every situation you face here, what is the answer? Don't run from your God. Run to God. And this area, how do we handle it? We need to come to God's presence in silence. If we want to hear what God says, we have to focus here, our heart. We have to close the voice here. We have to stop listening to situation, to fear, to trouble, to evil report, bad report, and go to the secret place of your prayer room of your heart. Go to a place where there's no distraction. Silence the howling voice of fear in your heart and mind. Holy Spirit, take more of me and give me more of you. Take more of my fear here and give me more of your peace. Take more of my doubt and give me more of your faith. Lord, help me to see beyond the situation here. What is the way out? When God speaks to you here, in the power of the Holy Spirit, solution is coming, breakthrough is coming. If you are in the place of destiny where God wants to bless you, the devil will do everything to dislodge you from that place. If you don't know the mind of God, the heart of God, you will break relationship today. Many relationships broke because of natural circumstances. Many marriages, many relationships clash and be destroyed because of trouble here, whereas it was a marriage of destiny. What do we do? In a situation like this, we need to focus on God. To focus on God, I learned to listen to the voice of my heart. How I silence the negative force. Any situation that brings negative thought to my mind, I cut off from it. If my handset, if the TV, if anything is distracting me, I cut off from it and go to a place. Jesus went to a solitary place to pray, to remain focused. That's what he did. Let me go back to Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Jesus went to a solitary place on his own to pray. Why he did that? He wanted to hear from the Father. So when you have situation, go to the presence of God, to the inner place. When you enter the inner place, what do you do? Lord, take more of me. Give me more of you. And when you enter the presence of God, God will remove the emotional weight. God will speak a word. Once you believe that word, the light of faith will come immediately. So faith comes when the word of God here in your heart begins to prevail over the negative thoughts here. A man who walks by faith focuses on God, not on the situation. Instead of focusing on your impossibilities, instead of focusing on the background where you're coming from has nothing to do with your destiny in God. go and see. Moses, Daniel, Jacob, Joseph, all these heroes of faith, Abraham, they have to check out to where they were born to go to a place of destiny. God has a place assigned for you to reveal his purpose. He has a place of destiny, occupation of destiny. It is your duty to reset your focus. Your responsibility, my responsibility, is to come in God's presence with our heart, not with our mouth. We come to God with our heart. Now, from here to here, the answer is meditation. 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 What is meditation? I close my mouth. I stop complaining. I close my eyes. I go into God's presence. And I begin to give thanks to God in my heart for what he has done for me. Lord, I don't understand what I'm facing, but I put my trust in you. Lord, this become big. I bring it to you. You said, Jesus, come to me, all you are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Lord, this situation, I bring it to you. This barrenness, I bring it to you. This sickness, I bring it to you. This my trouble, I bring it to you. Help me in your heart. How do you overcome anytime you face a situation? Go to the Bible. Go and see a hero of faith who lived in a similar situation and see how God helped him to get out of it. When Moses ran away from Egypt because he killed somebody, was afraid for his life. He ran away in the wilderness for 40 years. What was he doing? He was praying. How do we know Moses was praying? Go and see the name of the son he has, Gershon. What God said? He said, I'm a foreigner. I'm a stranger in a foreign land. He was praying to God. Joseph, when he had a son, he called Manasseh. Mean God has made me to forget my sorrow. They were praying in their heart to God, bringing every situation to him. Moses was a man of prayer. Daniel, a man of prayer. All of them, man of prayer in their heart. They were silent, but their heart was never silent. So what you need to do now is begin to ask God to open the eyes of your faith to the answer that is coming from heaven. Tomorrow is uncertainty. Tomorrow is future. These eyes cannot see tomorrow. You have no control over what happened next. That is why we pray. I pray to God to come and do what it is impossible for me to do. When Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 12, the greater works, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. How can this be? It works of prayer. Jesus said, when we face impossibilities, giant and mountain, pray. Open your mouth and speak the word of faith and begin to declare the goodness of Jesus Christ in your life. Start giving thanks to God that it is done. It is well. Hallelujah. When you say it is well, when you speak the word of faith, it will become prophetic. What you say from your heart will come to pass. Therefore, you have to listen to your heart. When you speak God's word over a situation, over a trouble, over a person, you release your faith and brings the power of the Holy Spirit. When it comes, Jesus will rewrite the history of your life. We face real situation. We don't dodge it. We don't lie. It is true. Poverty is there. Pain is here. Trouble is here. Fear. Real situation we face. It is real. It is here. You can't dodge it. Faith never ignore trouble. But what do we do? When we face a giant, we apply the weapon of faith. The greatest weapon everybody applied. It is prayer. We pray in God's provision, God's ability to bring the miracle in my life. Daniel said something that we need to understand. Sometimes we have seasons in our lives. Seasons of pain, of sickness, of trouble. We go through it in the natural world. God never promised to keep us away from these, but he said he will carry us through it. This is the year of growth. This is the year of growth. Nothing absolutely nothing on the outside can dictate the direction of God in your life. Whatever you face, whether poverty, setback, fear, they reject you, they sack you, go to God and pray. Pray to your God. And when the time comes in His ways and time, you will see the breakthrough. Look at your life. Go and see the track record of your life. How old are you? For how many years you have been living? You are still alive today. There is hope. A man of faith does not look at situation. He looks at God. Every person, every hero of faith went through situation that can challenge their faith. Abraham faced it. Jacob faced it. Isaac faced it. Moses faced it. There's no person who doesn't have situation. We all have. But how we handle it determines the outcome. When I pray to God, when I pray to Jesus, the one who can silence the wind, the one who can change the situation, the times and seasons, is God. There is an unseen hand in the affairs of every human being. People say luck, fate, I'm lucky. I'm not lucky. I'm a man of faith. I'm blessed. I don't have faith, F-A-T-E. I have faith, F-A-I-T-H, in God. I am not a statistic. I'm a child of God. You must know whom you are in Christ Jesus. You must know whom you believe. You must believe in God's faithfulness and ability in the situation you face in your life. You must learn to engage your heart to listen to the inner voice of God. That is your focus. Any person, any noise, any situation that can bring down your mind and your faith, the influence on the outside, silence it. That's why Jesus said, if your eye causes you to lose, plug it up. If your hand causes you, he never says you should pull your eye out. What did he say? Change your focus. If I go to a place where they will speak word that can affect negative my faith, I disconnect. I go to a place that can build my faith. I went to a person to listen to something that can add and multiply to my faith, not to a place that can subtract or divide to your faith. That is your choice. I have the choice to go to the Bible. I have the choice to run to God. I have the choice to pray. And when you enter God's presence, I'm telling the truth. When God begins to speak to you, even though you are shaking on the outside, there is peace in your heart. You'll be surprised you're able to read your Bible and to pray because someone deep inside of you is with you. Why the Bible say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? What does this mean? If Holy Spirit is inside of you, if God is inside of you, do you need to shout or to worry? How do you speak to the one inside of you? Meditate in your heart. When we meditate, we are shifting from the natural to the spirit. Nobody will hear your voice. When you meditate, you close the eyes, these eyes, and open the eyes of your faith. And before you realize it, there is a voice, there is a word that comes into your heart. Please listen to the voice of God in your heart. Focus on the inner voice of God deep inside of you. Focus on the camera of God in your heart. Focus to get into the heart of the matter and listen to the inner voice of God deep within. When that voice speaks to you, begin to rejoice because God has spoken to you. The basis of our faith is what we cannot see. The hand of God is in our life. Please, I'm asking you, there is an answer. Focus on the light. Focus on what God has to say about your situation. If you are trembling, if you are full of doubt, if you get to the end of yourself, let me tell you something. Jesus is alive. He hears and answers prayers. There is answer, there is solution when it comes to God. So open your heart. Let your heart focus on the answer that is to come. Let your mind be renewed by listening to what God says here. Get ready to reset your heart, to reset your belief, and to focus on God. Hebrews chapter 12 says, focus on Jesus. The only way to see clearly in the midst of the doubt and the storm is to focus on Jesus. Simon Peter, even though they were afraid, when they heard the voice say, Jesus, if you are the one, speak to me. I may not see you, but I know your voice. I may not see you or touch you, but I know your word can never lie. When I hear your voice, my case is settled. In the name of Jesus, amen.